For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. On Sunday, Jill Biden held a rally downtown to drum up support for Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden. WKNO's Gabrielle Topping reports.
The former second lady addressed about 100 energetic supporters at Laughlin Yard, a bar and event space.
South Carolina gave us wings, and now we're going to take flight and hit the rest of the 50 states.
Biden's talking about her husband's victory in the South Carolina primary. With Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar bowing out of the race, the field of moderate Democrats has narrowed. That's good news for David Koch, former chair of Tennessee's Democratic Party.
This was a little bit of a surprise for everybody. Not that he was going to win South Carolina, but this, the magnitude of it and the fact that it kind of changed the direction of the campaign.
Biden's proximity to Barack Obama remains one of the biggest selling points of his campaign, as noted by voters like Danielle Reed.
He has experience, and that's something that we need, especially in the White House right now. He has experience not only in legislation, but also in the White House with President Obama.
Several local politicians are in Biden's corner, including Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris and State Senator Ramesh Akberry. For State Representative Barbara Cooper, Joe Biden relates to the concerns of Memphians.
What we need right here in Memphis, we need to improve the race relations, okay? And he can do that. He's proven that he can do that. So I'm proud to support Vice President Biden in that.
Biden is coasting on this recent win as he builds new supporters in other major Super Tuesday states, like California and Texas. He has a rally planned in Dallas tonight. For WKNO News, I'm Gabrielle Topping.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.